We love the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and the family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown. Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by A Wrestling Historian. Follow A Wrestling Historian on Instagram for your latest dose of pro wrestling history. Follow A Wrestling Historian on Instagram today. Follow A Wrestling Historian on Instagram today. So back to Benoit, who is, you know, the big subject of today. So basically, Brian Pillman and you are feuding, and you know we've talked about this in a prior episode. Go back into the archives and check that one out. That was a really great episode as well. But Pillman and you are feuding. He called you a Booker man. He leaves. You kind of work the whole exit. It's kind of a work. It's kind of a shoot. It's kind of both. You know, it's just craziness with Benoit with Pillman. So then kind of Benoit becomes your feud after that. What was the transition there? Just because you want to go from horseman to horseman and you thought that would be a kind of a good transition to the next feud?
Yeah, and there was also the transition that there was the problem with the horseman and the dungeon, and then it was started with Brian, right? But I needed that aggravation with heels. Up in that till that time, there was never too much aggravation with heels. You know, you could go out and be a horseman's partner for a night. We made it cut and dry that you couldn't do that. And the reason why I was doing that was I wanted us to come together to say, we're going to save WCW against the NWO. Nothing else matters. It's an old thing. I read this from Tony Atlas one time from Tony and our tag team partners as Americans during the time they boycotted the Olympics. You remember when we boycotted the Olympics in 80, I believe, or 81?
Mm-hmm.
You remember? And I
yep.
did an interview where I had a black Cub Scout on my lap. Tony had a white Cub Scout on his lap. And we sat there with the kids and said, boys, there's no black. There's no east, there's no west, there's no south, there's no north. There's no black, there's no white, there's just Americans, and we're all unified, and we're going to beat the Russians in the Omni for the belt for the people. Jane Kennedy put that on, and I've mentioned this before, on the news, the ABC news that came on at 8 o'clock. And she said it was the first good thing she ever saw and wrestling. And I looked at it as, well, if she thought that was good, let's make it into a work where it was, we're trying to save our company and say it. And I always want to do this thing subconsciously to save your job. Because the worst thing in the world is people losing their jobs. You know, you have these plans. Well, next year, Dallin, I'm going to take you to the Grand Canyon. The kids and I and you are going to tent out there. We're going to see Bald Head Eagles. We're going to see the Wolves. Oh, wait a minute. I got fired. I want to make it us against them.
So when you have this feud and this transition to this feud, obviously Pillman, like we talked about in the other episode, he's going to exit. He's going to go to ECW for a little bit. He's going to have a horrible car crash. He's going to go to the WWF, and he's never going to be seen really again, except for these two random sporadic appearances in WCW in the like February, March-ish of 96, but then ECW and then the car crash in WWF. But anyway, the Benoit feud really, really starts to heat up. And you mentioned kind of, you know, match of the year candidate for Super Bowl VII, match of the year at Great American Bash 96 in Baltimore. I mean, you guys had an awesome feud and awesome chemistry. But the kind of the crux in the beginning of this feud is really, in essence, Benoit, quote unquote, stealing, you know, Nancy from you and stealing it. When you decide to go in that direction, I mean, that's pretty like real. I mean, that's like crazy that you would kind of want to do that, but it's like, wow, this is like, you know, okay, okay, this might be fake, or the NWO might be real, or Jimmy Hart stuff is corny and cheesy or something, but you're like, oh my god, Benoit Sullivan, this is real, holy crap, this was like mind-blowing as a fan.
Well, Nancy and I had been separated for 9 months. I was living in the Keys. She was living in Daytona. We had been going our separate ways for a while. It was, I didn't know she'd, I never thought with Benoit because his two children and he had a young baby, but I knew we were at the final moments.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was, I asked her, I asked him, and she came, she actually came to me with the idea and said, what do you think about this? And I said, we're planning our own demise. She said, yeah, we both respect each other. We know what's going to happen. So what do you think? I said, if you want to do it, let's do it. I'm all for it. Just make sure that his wife is for it.
And man, I mean, when you, especially as a fan back then, I was like, wait, you know, as you find out, I was like, wow, I can't believe like this is a lot of realism into wrestling. And I think if you really kind of look at it, that kind of lent to the feud and making it quote unquote more personal, more real. I think that's why the fans bought it because they're like, wow, this is legit. Like these guys hate each other. So did you guys hate each other?
Did we hate each other?
At that point, yeah, when you first started feuding.
I really like Chris. I really like Chris. I wanted to make him the world champion. How could you hate somebody you want to make the world champion? The problem was, maybe across the country they thought that, but in the Keys, they knew that this was not legit. They hadn't seen her in 9 months. And every time I would go out, I was with somebody else. So for them, it wasn't, you know, hard for them to figure out what was going on. If it was today's day and age with TMZ and the internet, it would have been completely different.
When was the first time you remember actually having a match with him? Because the first thing I could find is worldwide from February of 96. It's going to be the Horsemen against the Dungeon of Doom in a six-man tag. Is that kind of the first time you remember wrestling him, or is there possibly a time before that?
I think there was a time before that I wrestled him in a house show. And I said, well, this kid is so much talent that I reached in and reached back to work with him.
When you were working with him, did you think this guy is like stiff and snug? Because like you were saying before, it kind of looks like he's taking your head off. It looks like he's killing it. Did you think he was stiff or snug at all?
My work was the same as his. I was snug. I had it. People say that I had people tell me years later that when they saw my name against theirs, they were petrified. I would never hurt anybody, but I made sure the people could hear it. I was from the school that if you didn't hear it, I'll give you an example. The worst thing I ever did in my life, and I regret this day, and when I say prayers to atone for my sins, Eddie Graham came to me and said, this guy just walked up to me, and he works at a butcher shop part-time, and said, don't worry, I'm going to give Kevin Sullivan a good match. And here's a chair. And I said, well, what's the chair for? He said, that chair better not be one piece when you come back or you don't have a job. So, unfortunately, the chair wasn't in one piece. Stan Lane was in a bar where a guy pushed Holly Race. And before Holly Race could sucker punch the guy, Stan Lane hit him with a round ashtray, those old crystal ashtrays, and split him all the way down the middle. In the Florida Territory, there was no losing fights. If you lost a fight in the Florida Territory, you lost your job.
So, I mean, yeah, you got to be tough, obviously, to be a wrestler. And the thing is with Benoit and you, which is something obvious, I mean, we've mentioned this kind of before, but the thing is that kind of is funny to me is that some of the guys like Hogan or Nash, some would be like, oh, you know, Kidman or I don't know, you know, Eddie or somebody, maybe these guys are too small. Or Nash is saying, oh, Benoit and Eddie or Vanilla Miz are too small. You are technically probably the same height. Maybe you're a little bit taller than Benoit. So did you ever take any of that personally? Like, hey, I'm not that big either.
Well, I always thought I was 6'8", you know, because I was lucky enough to work with the big guys. Well, I remember the first, I think also I've told the story. The first night they decided that I had done this thing, half baby face, half heel, in Florida, I was working with Blackjack Mulligan. And back in those days, we didn't go across. Mulligan came across to the heel side. No, he had me come across the babyface side and said to Dusty, he said, we're either go with him or not. And Dusty said, okay, can you guys do a DQ? He said, absolutely not. He's got to beat me. He's got to beat Kendall, come down and save me. He's got to beat Barry, comes down and saves me. He said, you're going to hit the ring and people think you're going to save me. He's going to leave you laying and walk out of the ring with the four of us. So I was lucky enough to have guys. And I learned to be an illusion. I realized that when I wrestled Blackjack Mulligan or Superstar Billy Graham or even Andre the Giant, I had to get them on their back. And I had to be standing up. So when the comeback came, they were out on the floor, maybe one or two punches, and they would go into the ring, and then would step over the top rope, and I'd be on my knees, and the pop was the size difference. But I was lucky enough to have fabulous, from Ernie Ladd to Superstar Billy Graham, for guys that really, really took care of me. Barry Windham, another one, took care of me.
So with Benoit and you, obviously there's going to be a bunch of matches. Like you said, you guys would wrestle house shows. I mentioned worldwide. And there would be a couple tag matches, a couple six-man tags. Eventually, you guys would start having, you know, maybe some one-on-one matches on house shows and things like that. A brief tag team. Slamboree 96, you guys had that when it was part of that Lethal Lottery. You guys are a team, and obviously there's some dissension there because Public Enemy somehow gets the draw where they're a team and you guys aren't. But that was like the first thing where it's like, okay, you guys lose together. You kind of blame each other, and that's building the feud and building the feud. Is that just easily how it was laid out? Let's just Lethal Lottery, the luck of the draw. We're just going to end up being partners. We're going to end up turning on each other, and we're going to continue this feud.
Yes. And one of the greatest matches I ever had. And she was one of the greatest women wrestlers of all time. Jackie was my manager.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah, for sure. She was a great addition, but I'll just bring her up in one second. I just want to first bring up Great American Bash 96, as we were talking about it before. That kind of the basically the pull apart at Slamboree is kind of the leading into the Great American Bash 96 pay-per-view, which is going to be Falls Count Anywhere. You're saying match of the year. It's easily probably pay-per-view of the year too. Just an awesome show. What do you kind of take away from the Falls Count Anywhere match? Cause you guys are in the bathroom killing each other. I mean, everywhere. Dusty's commentary is hilarious, but great. Cause he's really like, oh my God, they these two are killing each other. Giovanni thinks you guys hate each other. Just talk about that match. Cause it's unbelievable.
I had to talk him through it because he wanted to do some comical spots. Like he wanted to dump ketchup on my head up when we were on the third tier of the Cow Palace. That would have taken away, I thought. He also wanted to flush my head in the toilet. I thought that would have taken away from it. Sometimes the anticipation is much better than reality. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Anticipation. And that has nothing to do with it. It was just, I think, having a been trained a little bit more in psychology because he went from Stu Hart, which they did a lot of ha-ha, to Japan that didn't have the psychology that Eddie Graham and Jim Barnett put out. And that's no disrespect to them. Chris's work was so solid. So solid. And getting back to Jackie, the matches look so real because Benoit is going to suplex me off the table, off the top rope onto the table, that she dove and separated the bump from the table where I landed on her. I mean, we did things like it was like death-defying acts. She was to me, and to this day, she is to me the greatest woman wrestler and the greatest woman ballet I've ever seen.
Yeah, and you mentioned on a past episode that you were thinking about losing to her in a match if that were to ever happen.
Yeah, I used to always say she's the toughest woman in the world. She could beat any man up except me. And I was going to do a thing where I was going to put her over. And I'm definitely against intergenerational matches.
So at Great American Bash, he gets the win in the Falls Count Anywhere match. The next month, Bash at the Beach, you and the Giant defeat Arn and Chris in a tag team match. So, you know, the feud's pretty much underway. Then on Nitro in September, the Four Horsemen and the Dungeon of Doom are going to wrestle again. The Horsemen get the win. You guys are going to have some house show matches. And then kind of all leading up to World War III 96, from the Scope in Norfolk, Virginia, you defeat Chris Benoit in another great match. I feel like you guys never really had a bad match, right? I mean, it seems like your chemistry was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we had it was because of him. I take no credit for that. It was him. He never took a night off. He was the true consummate of a professional. If you look in professional wrestler in the dictionary, his name is there.
Then you go to, totally agree, by the way, but then you go to Clash of the Champions 34. He beats you in a Falls Count Anywhere match. And then another match as we're going to, February of 1997, Super Brawl 7 at the Cow Palace, which you mentioned before, in the San Francisco Death Match. He gets another victory in a match that can be considered one of the matches of the year. What is kind of the thought process of the psychology? He's winning a lot here. You know, obviously, you know, he's kind of more the baby face, I guess, but what's the psychology here he's getting? He really trying to put him over, get him over?
I'm getting the dressing room to look at him. Because, you know, I'm running through finishes and lacing up my boots and then running out the door. They're watching this guy blow the building up, and rightfully so. And they're saying, holy shit, this guy can work. I can draw money with him. I wanted to show the guys that he was a money drawer. And I think rightfully I did it the right way, because when I asked Vicious, who was 6'9", to lose the guy 5'6", he said, well, I don't agree with it, but you've got this thing rolling, so I'll do what you ask.
And then, of course, you guys will have a few house show matches after that. Even in New Japan Pro Wrestling, you guys had a match at the Tokyo Dome at Battle Formation 97 in April of that year. He gets a victory in about 10 minutes. So you guys are wrestling all over the globe. I mean, you go from Baltimore to San Francisco to Tokyo, Japan.
Right, right, right. And that was Chris got us booked there. I think they asked for us, and he had been such a name that they wanted him to come over there because I had let them know without spilling the beans. I have dear friends and that were, King Curtis was a very dear friend of mine, and I wouldn't be spilling the beans if I was having a couple of beers and say, oh, by the way, I think I'm making Chris Benoit the world heavyweight champion. Really? Oh. And, you know, Master sitting there and Atari, so it wasn't, you know, one of those stories that you hear people coming just with storylines.
Yes. Now, as far as behind the scenes, what's your relationship like? I mean, this feud is basically going on for a year at this point, which is crazy, and awesome storytelling and great, storyline arc. It's just really, really great. I really enjoy it. It's one of my favorite feuds. I absolutely loved kind of the back and forth, the stiffness. All the matches are great. The realism, the professionalism. So what's going on behind the scenes? Because it seems like there's got to be some heat there.
There was heat that I was going to knock them down a peg after I spent all this time putting them over. Why? I have no idea.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, a year of feud, and he's really going over on most of the matches. I mean, you hardly beat him. And he's definitely looking strong. You, even to the point, you bring in Jacqueline to help you, and, you know, he's still kind of winning a lot, most of the feud.
And he isn't the only one that's more like Go and Satin, and the Radicals are winning 90% of the matches. Sometimes people get into people's heads and something happens, but I certainly didn't bring it on to hurt them in any way. I wouldn't have made a guy a world heavyweight champion.
Right. When you look, you know, back at this and you think about the locker room at this point, are they thinking that this is real? And how much of the actual matches were you guys, because it looks real, you know, to me, the layman, you know, to the fans, like, man, they're really killing each other. They really must hate each other. How much is real in the matches?
They know it's not real in the matches, but are real about, I'm going to screw them in the end. Boy, I waste a lot of time if I was going to do that.
Did you take any cheap shots or liberties with him in the matches? And did he do that with you at all?
Never. And he's mentioned that 1,000 times. Never did I take a liberty on him.
What about the other way around? Did he ever do it to you?
Never.
It's pretty professional of both of you. If you know, you guys got heat, you have issues. Obviously, the Nancy thing is kind of hanging out there, and, you know, he leaves his wife, and obviously you guys break up, and she ends up with Chris. So, I mean, that's kind of like a lot of real heat there, and it's just a fascinating thing. You guys are so professional and not killing each other out there. Literally, yeah. I mean, because it's like, wow. I mean, the professionalism is crazy.
Well, the heat of my end was, ours was over for 9 months. Ours was finished. We were no longer living in the same domicile. I was living 350 miles from her. Where the heat might have came from, he was living with his wife. So I don't know.
Hmm. Did the boys in the back ever say anything to you about this feud? Like, wow, this is a little too personal. This is too real. Did anything ever mention to you about the feud?
No, because I think most of them knew that I was living in the Keys. And I was living at home.
Did you mind working with Nancy at all? I mean, did you have any problems working with her?
No. The thing was, we were friends first. And we were friends at the end.
So if you go all the way, I mean, this feud is over a year. So this is crazy. And it's awesome storytelling, like I said, all the way through. Bash at the Beach, 1997, a retirement match. Chris Benoit beats you in about 13, 14 minutes. Another awesome match. And, of course, like we mentioned before, with NAWA coming up, another great venue here, the Oceanfront Center in Daytona Beach, Florida. He ends your career and beats you. I mean, that's like the ultimate of putting a guy over, right? He, every quote-unquote, retires you.
Yeah, and the thing was, I was getting ready to settle down to become the booker full-time, giving me more time to spend rather than putting on boots and trying to go out and do my own match. It was the best thing I could have done at the time.
And you mentioned Jacqueline taking that crazy bump during that match, and that match is just crazy. Is that one of those things you know you're retiring, you know you're going out, you're like, I'm just going to, this match is just going to be crazy?
Yeah. And, you know, again, me having her as asset made it that much more fun to go out that way. And like I said, I could have done it with a more wonderful lady than her.
Yes. So really, you think about it, July 13th, 1997, at Bash of the Beach is the retirement. You put Benoit over. After that, is there still, you know, some bad blood there? I mean, you kind of did the ultimate thing and the ultimate sign of respect, and you putting the guy over in a retirement match. Still bad blood or anything, any heat there at this point?
Not at all. Not on my part. I just made him the world heavyweight champion with Sid Vicious. Go in there, like I said, and tell Sid Vicious, who's 6'9", he's putting a 5'7" guy over.
Yeah, so which is in the prior episode where we talk all about the Radicals, and which was a couple weeks ago on the show. We won't go into that too much today because I wanted you to go back to the archives and listen to that episode. It back in 2000, when you really kind of put Benoit, like you said, over big time. He beat Sid for the world title. Then he leaves and he goes to the WWF. But here in 97, it's kind of like a slow burn push that he's going to slowly climb the card and climb the card. 90, you know, through 97, then 98, then 99, and obviously in the beginning of 2000, he ends up winning the title. I think maybe there was, I guess, some heat there where he thought he should be over sooner, should have been champion sooner. Was that ever talked about?
Wow. If he thought he needed to be champion sooner, I booked a year out, then I would have had him ripped up a whole year from what I did in production. If he wanted to join me and write it, he could have.
With Benoit and you after the retirement, does he say anything to you, like backstage or anything? Like, you know, does he respect you? Yeah. Thank you. What did he say?
He came in and said, thank you very much for all of everything you've done for me. I certainly appreciate it. It could have been done in a nicer gesture, and it was done very well.
Now, after he leaves in 2000, that's the last communication you'll ever have with him?
Yes.
Wow, so all those years, I mean, I guess there's like some kind of, obviously, I mean, with Nancy and stuff, it's a little bit of awkwardness, and there's, I guess, some residual heat and stuff like that. Or was that all his end and not your end?
There was no residual heat at all. I mean, my life had gone on 9 months prior. I mean, I was no longer in any domicile I'd ever lived with her. I was 9 months living in the Keys, and a long time. I think by this time we were both out of each other's minds. I had definitely moved on, and she definitely moved on.
As far as that feud and your feud with Benoit, where do you rank it in your top feuds like that you had? Obviously, Dusty's a big one, and I mean, you've had some other ones for sure, Blackjack Mulligan, but where do you rank the Benoit feud?
It was probably 2 or 3, Dusty being number one. He was a great performer, and fabulous performer. Couldn't take anything else away from him as a worker.
Yep. And obviously we won't go into the tragedy, but as far as a worker, do you think he was, like I said, maybe the tops or top five of all time?
If he was in the top five of all time, he was damn close.
What do you think his legacy is? I mean, obviously, you know, WWE has, you know, just taken him out of the history books, so to speak, because of what happened and that horrible tragedy. But what do you think about the legacy just as far as wrestling is concerned? Not outside wrestling, but his legacy in the business.
What do you think OJ's legacy is?
Well, we, you know, obviously, same vein. But as far as legacy for wrestling, you think you just can't take one for the other? You have to mix them, you think?
No, I don't think so. I think people can look at what people, it's a hard question, because now you're dealing with mothers, fathers, sisters, uncles, grandmothers. How do you deal with that? But his talent, he was as good as anybody I ever saw.
And obviously, Dark Side of the Ring has their own spin on it. If you've seen that documentary, know something, folks. Not all documentaries are true. Just to throw that out there. Not everything you see in a documentary is true. Even though if those guys do a great job on some other series, not everything is 100% true and factual. Just to throw that out there, just so people know that, I wanted to make sure that I actually stamped that and absolutely want them to know that.
Why? What did they say?
Well, Dark Side of the Ring kind of spun it in a negative light towards you, and some of that stuff I know for a fact isn't true. As far as just speaking to some other people that you know and some friends of yours, and speaking to you in the past about it, some of the stuff that they put out there was definitely false. We'll just say.
And they talked to other people.
They talked to Nancy's sister. She was on there. They talked to all the other wrestlers. They talked to Jericho and Chavo, but they didn't really give all the particulars about you. It seemed like the documentary was kind of painting you in a bad light, almost putting the gimmick you have, making it seem like the gimmick was more real and that you were, a heel, quote unquote, heel or a devil.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, and they said some stuff that isn't true if you really look into it, but I don't want to go too far into it because of some other matter, and just to be respectful. But I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that documentary that they did isn't all right.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And he was a very, very good performer, and. I'm sure her mother and father miss her every day. Her mother and father were wonderful people. They're a part of my life for a long time. And hate to think that they go through this every day. So with that, let's end it on a high note. Hopefully they're on the mend, if it can be possible.
Absolutely. And just want to mention your pro wrestling tee stories. We'll get into the plugs. ProWrestlingTees.com. Go to Kevin Sullivan's page. You got a couple options on there that are great. Also, got even more options if you go to Double Hell Wrestling T-shirts. They have a whole array of shirts for you. So just go to Double Hell and type in Kevin Sullivan. You'll see some awesome stuff on there. As far as myself on Instagram, you can follow me at Two Man Power Trip. You can follow Kevin at Taskmaster Talks. You can also follow me on Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. And of course, go to the website, tmptempire.com. Kevin, anything else coming up? Because I know you got some big stuff coming up, NAWA, like we mentioned on the 19th at the Daytona Beach Center Ocean Center, Daytona Beach, Florida.
The 12th in Greenville, Texas. SWF Fury, so I'm looking forward to that. And come on down to SW Fury and come and see us.
Also, don't forget about the Blood Hunter. He'll be there with you. And then, of course, like I mentioned, December 19th, the Ocean Center, Daytona Beach, Florida, 1219 NAWA. Check out Ticketmaster for more, and also go to Hannibal TV for more. Devin and aka Hannibal does an awesome job over there. So that's just some great, great stuff. Kevin, any closing remarks as far as anything else you got?
No, let's have a good day and get over this virus. And hopefully we're going to go through it and get through it, come together on the other side.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week and every week right here on Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. See you next week, folks.
If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. So don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, TASKMASTER, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0, the advanced skin-safe technology, reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped.
Oh, we didn't need to see that.
Hope Kevin didn't see it.
That's the last thing.
For Arn Anderson's sake.
The last thing we needed to see. My goodness. Just doing what I'm told here. Wait a minute.
Giovanni, I said no tapes.
It's on the point of
it. You hear what he said? Giovanni, I said no tape. No film. You're a marked man, Giovanni.
No, I think...
Benoit is.
I think...
Arn Anderson is right now. And the frame of mind Sullivan's in.
Let me say this. If they're going to go to Paris, fine. Stay there. Don't come stateside. Don't face this man right now who's going to take out his entire wrath on the entire horseman. Arn Anderson is one of the toughest the sport has ever seen. One of the most determined and one of the most fearless. So he is not at all worried about going into this ring.
And notice how he's walking to the ring. He's not taking his time. He's not surveying the situation. He is going right to the ring to fight Kevin Sullivan. Look at the eyes. Look at the eyes on that man.
Remember, he turned. Oh, here we go. Taskmaster. And you can better believe with every blow here, Kevin Sullivan is thinking about woman, is thinking about Benoit, is thinking about what has happened to his love life.
Kevin just bit a hole in his stomach. I mean, forget the rules, forget the referee, forget the match. This thing isn't going to be... Who cares who wins this one?
Yeah, this is not a match.
No.
Oh. The steel chair up against the face of Arn Anderson. Jimmy Hart as the referee. The referee is not going to even come to play here.
I wouldn't get inside the ring.
Oh, watch out!
Not sure if this is false count anywhere or not. I don't believe it is, but I don't think that even matters to Sullivan Anderson.
Tanae, this is called a fight.
I don't even think false count.
Nothing counts to these two.
Look at Sullivan. He's measuring Arn. Look at those blows.
He's got Arn down.
There is fire behind those blows by Kevin Sullivan, sending Arn Anderson out. Anguish.
Anderson has not had one bit of offense.
Anguish buried deep inside of Kevin Sullivan is coming out. Here they go. They are in the gallery at Nitro, and you are watching live.
You better get word back to the men's room to get everybody out of there, because that's usually where they're headed.
The referee says get back in the ring.
Good luck.
Yeah, Mark Curtis, you better run for your life. What a fight we got. Anderson, Sullivan, there you see it.
Only on Nitro. Only on Nitro.
I've heard of a referee losing control before, but this has taken that to all new levels.
Well, they finally went back within the safety rail, and that's good. I tell you, the safety of the fans as well as the safety of the wrestlers here.
Hey, something new. They're in the ring.
How about it? Arn Anderson now choking Sullivan. He's going to try to tie him up. It's the best thing to do. Tie the man up. Don't let him get out of the corner.
And keep him down and kick him. Kick him like a dog if you have to.
Down goes the referee.
He DDT'd Mark Curtis.
And why not?
Well, why not?
Yeah, why not? I mean, like we said, forget about it being a match. Oh. Double stomp on Arn Anderson. In a regular match, that could win it for the Taskmaster. But this is bitterness.
Oh, he doesn't care.
He's going to hang him up on the tree of woe. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Where's Riddick Bowe when you need him?
Anderson stopped him in his tracks. And Arn Anderson, here comes Hugh Morse. Of the Dungeon of Doom!
Good night!
There goes Hugh Morse of the Dungeon of Doom! Conan!
Good night!
Jimmy Hart calling for the troops from the back, and he gets dumped into the ring!
Here comes Big Bubba!
Ow!
Oh, he got a wood chair that time and splintered it across the back of Double A!
He can't count to three. Don't even know where he's at.
Two.
It doesn't matter.
Three. The Taskmaster wins. Conan. Steve Mongo McMichael out a little bit too late. Big Bubba helping Kevin Sullivan. And a word of warning for Chris Benoit that you are next. We have seen and Arn Anderson has felt the wrath of Kevin Sullivan. And more Nitro Live next.
We love the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and the family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown. Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by A Wrestling Historian. Follow A Wrestling Historian on Instagram for your latest dose of pro wrestling history. Follow A Wrestling Historian on Instagram today. Follow A Wrestling Historian on Instagram today.